This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Chof Ahmed Bey is 11 shoes. I'm from the bottom. Gemara had asked Kasha, what did you tell me that Rabbi Yeshua is Matia? To be metame, the falling truma from a broken barrel. Before it goes down to the chulin below, it makes it also. He said, you can catch it in a tomatic barrel, even though you metame be yodayim the truma. We learned above, Rabbi Yeshua said, if it's a barrel that's a suffix, you can put it in a mokhe megula, where it might become tamei, but to make it tamei be a dime is not matia. So why is he here matia to make the folding tume from the broken barrel above tamei be a dime by catching it in a tomedike barrel? So you want to answer it because of the hefsit. It's a hefsit. It's a loss. The chulin down below will be ruined if the tume falls in. So you want to ask the kasha, if you're worried about a loss, and when there's a loss involved, it's mutter to be metame to me. So why, when it comes to burning chometz before Pesach, of tumah, chometz of chulin, you have to burn it separately? As a loss of making two fires, extra wood, it's also a loss. And for a small loss they didn't care about, but a big loss, like losing all the chulim that's below, the tumim will fall into it. For a big loss, Yeshua is matir to be metame the tumim be a dime. But for a small loss, like the fact you have to make two fires to burn the chumas of tumim separately, chumas of chulim separately, and the chumas of chulim of tumim separately, chumas of tumim separately, since it's a small loss, we don't care. Talk it over, then we start. Chof Omid Beis, Chof Omid Beis, 11, Shura Safran Abad. Vayimu Omeno, Temuf, and where do you say, the Lehev Sid Merube Choshish, for a big loss they worried, or Lehev Sid Mut Lo Choshish, and for a small loss they didn't worry? Where do you see a proof to this distinction? And for the Gemara, the town, you'll learn the Beis. Chavi shall shem and truma. Now, before we learn wine of truma, now it's talking about oil of truma. Shen nishbir abegas hel yeno. In the upper wine press, a barrel of shem and truma broke. And now that shem and truma is about to fall down below into the place where there's chulin of shem. Now, and the chulin are tame. So when there's shem and truma falls into the chulin tmeyim below, it becomes meduma, tumah mixed with chulin, and nobody can eat it except kehanim. Nobody can eat it, even kehanim, since it's tumah, nobody can eat it. So it'll be ruined. Ubetachtoino, down below, is chulin tmeyim, shemen of chulin tmeyim. So even though Rabbi Lezer said above that you cannot catch the falling wine of Tume in a Tamedike barrel in order to save the wine of Chulin below. But here, all the Rabbi Yeshua said, you should catch the falling wine of Tume in a Tamedike barrel in order to rescue the Chulin Tumeyan below from becoming entirely also. But if the Tume will fall into the Chulin Tumeyan of wine, so the whole wine is ruined. You can't do anything with it. So in order to save the wine below, Rabbi Yeshua says, you can catch the falling wine of Tumah in a Tumah-Dikah barrel. But in a case where it's falling shaman of Tumah, falling into, below, a pool of shaman of Chulin, Tumayin, there Rabbi Yeshua says, you shouldn't do anything. You shouldn't catch it in a Tumah-Dikah barrel. because if the shemen shel tumah will fall into the shemen of chulin, it's true, it'll make it medume and unfit to eat, but it's still fit for illumination purposes. You can use it for lamps. So therefore, it's not a complete loss. Now, why he says Meida Rabbi Lezer at the sea? You should say Meida Rabbi Yeshua, that's what he really means. If he can rescue a little bit with Sahara, Yatz should do that. At least to save some of the Tumah from falling down, becoming Tumah. But suppose it doesn't have a Toyer Dike Keli at all. Let the shaman of Tumah fall down, or Ditmo, and become Tumah. And he shouldn't catch it with a Tumah Dike Chavis, and order that the shaman of Tumah shouldn't fall down. He shouldn't do that. Why not? Why in the case of wine does Rabbi Yeshua say you should catch the falling tumah to rescue the chulin below? Why in the case of shemen he says you can't catch it in the tumah dikahavis to save the chulin below? Ma'ishno shem. Why is shemen different? Answer is the noila hadlik, because it's fit to light in a lamp. Wine is for drinking. So when wine becomes Meduma with Tumah, and the wine is Tumah, so you can't do anything with it. Israel can't drink Tumah, and the Cain also, if it's Tumah Tumah, nobody can drink it. So therefore, since the wine is entirely ruined, the Rabbi Yeshua says, you have a right to catch the falling wine of Tumah and a Tumah Dike Chavis. But when it's not wine, but it's shaman, so Rabbi Yeshua doesn't permit you to catch the falling shaman of Tumah and Tumah Dike Chavis. Why? Because even if the Tumah will fall down into the Chulin Tumah and below and make the whole thing usher to eat, still it's still useful for a shaman for Hadlokah, say that. It's Pashit, you cannot be Metame Tumah just to save yourself a loss of money, out of the question. But this Tumah is going lost anyhow. Going to fall down and get mixed with the chulin tmeiyah, you'll be lost. Somebody asked, "Mashke and matame mashke only the rabbona," but that doesn't interest us right now. But the loss of money is a deraisa. You won't be able to use it. The chulin below, when it's mixed with tumah, in practice, with the rabbona with the rice, you can't eat it. Once you can't eat it, so it's a loss. Money is a loss to the raisa. So the raisa is a loss. Now, so we see here, in the case of oil, Rabbi Yeshua is not matter to catch the falling wine, of the falling oil of tumah in the tumah dike barrel. Why? Because oil, even when it's tumah, is still fit for burning. For egg dike mole, yaya nami roya nezilot. Wine, when it's tumah, mixed with tumah, still is fit for zilut. You used to squirt wine into a fire, and it produced a pleasant fragrance. So it also has a value, not entirely ruined. So why did Rabbi Yeshua permit to catch the falling wine in a tumah dike barrel? The chitim at the zilut lav milsa, if you say zilut, it's not an important use. Which means the wine is almost entirely ruined. The mere fact that you can use it for zila is a very insignificant use. It's not so. The Amash Moel, the Shum Gaberia, Shaysin Melud Bissela. You drink wine, if you drink wine for a seller per lug, or Mezalfin Melugishtaim, but to squirt wine into fire, you should pay twice as much for wine. It means to drink wine, you pay less money than the squirt wine. But the squirt wine, you have to have high quality wine that produces a good aroma in the fire. So we see that wine that's fit for zilov is valuable, even more valuable than drinking. So why say it's considered a small loss? It's considered a big loss if the wine will fall down to the wine below. It's also no big loss, but the wine is fit for zila, just like the oil is fit for illumination, set it aside. So why did Rabbi Yeshua permit to catch the falling wine in order to save the fallen below? It's still fit for zila, even though it become tamei. And furthermore, I was talking about chodesh, new wine. New wine is not fit for zila. Doesn't have the fragrance yet. Yet the wine has to age. So therefore, it's only for drinking. And if it comes to me with tumah, it's entirely unfit. It's fit to keep it until it becomes old. You can put it away and age the wine. So why is it considered a complete loss? If it's new wine, you can age it and then use it for zero. And for the Gemara, if you have to hold on to it some time in order to age it, we're afraid. It'll come to a mishal. You might forget that the wine is also might drink from it. Well, you can use it immediately, like old wine. Old wine is fit for zila. Enochanami wouldn't be mutter to be mitame the falling wine of tumah. Because there's no loss. You can use the wine below and it comes tame for zila. But new wine, you have to hold it sometime. And meantime, there'll be a mishal. People forget the story of the wine and think it's kosher wine to drink. And they drink tumah's mayor. Oil also will come into a takkola, because oil, even for zilith, you know, even for illumination, you don't use it all at once. You put it away in a corner, and from time to time you take oil for your lamp. Maybe somebody will think it's kosher oil, and they'll come to eat it, and that's e shemen of trumet mayor. And for the Gemara, they'll only lay be clean wise. And it's such a case where the oil is usa and is holding it only for illumination, he puts it in a keli that's not clean. Let's say in a used chamber pot or something else. Something's not clean. And that'll remind him it's no longer for food. It reminds him it's only for illumination. Won't come to a mission. For the Gemara, Yayan Nani. Even the wine also, if he's holding it to make it aged for zilut, let him put it in an ugly keli where the wine will nobody will ever think of drinking the wine. And so they go, no. The zilut korboy, if he needs it for zilut, you have to have wine that's pure and not polluted with anything else. You have a pleasant taste, pleasant smell. Will he put it into a kli mois, an ugly keli? As I say, use a chamber pot or an ugly earthen keli, a clay keli? No. It spoils the taste. And you want to have a good smell for this wine, that's zila. So again, you know, wine, if it's new wine, and you want to age it for zila, will come to a mitzvah, have to put it in a decent keli, and people will think it's for drinking. It may come to be nichshel. But oil, you can put it in a klimos and nobody will be nichshel. Therefore, oil is not considered a shem, a big loss. But wine, new wine, is a big loss when it comes to tamei. Say that. By Talima. The takolas, well, this subject of takol nichshel itself, this subject itself, since you mentioned it, tamei is a machleket tamei. The Tanya will learn the Braise Chobi Shel Yayin Shel Tumma Shenitmas. Is a keg of wine of Tumma became Tumma. Beishama Ebrim Ti Shofech Chevel. It should be poured out all at once. Don't have any pity on it. Take the whole business and pour it out. Because you might come to a mishal if you keep it around. People might forget that it's too much mayor. Well, Beis Hillel, they say you don't have to pour it out. Te'osezil, you can use it to squirt into a fire to make a pleasant aroma. That means that Beis Hillel and his Baraisa are not worried about takola. Now, this doesn't mean that they see all difference with what was said above. However, this Baraisa tells us that Beis Hillel are not worried about Takol, in this Baraisa. Right. Omar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yehisa, Niachria. I'm going to make arbitration between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. Bisoda, if it happened a keg of wine in the field, wine of Tumah, and it came Tumah, so then we should follow Beis Sham et Tishoha Chevel. So we pour it out right away, because by the time we'll take it home, we'll transport it, so en route people might forget that it's Tumah, and they might come to eat of it. But be biased, if it happened in the house that a keg of wine of Tumah became Tumah, so the no conveying it is fit right away for Zilov. So I say, you can start using it for Zilov right away, and people will know that it's Tumah. And you can the Amar Sama say he made a different kind of arbitration. Bechodesh, if it's new wine, even in the house, you have to wait until it's fit for Zilov. You have to age it. Tishof hechevel. Because we're afraid it might become a mikshel somehow. I might think it's kosher and drink it. Beyoshin, if it's old wine, it's fit immediately. Tishof hechevel. Now, by the way, we see that Beis Hillel, they're not worried about that. According to this, even new wine, even in the field, they still not worried about mission. I tell you, almost so the Hachomim and the later generation said to Shmuel Rabbi Yisai, we can't accept your arbitration. Ein hachrosh lishis machras. A third opinion of arbitration cannot arbitrate. It means, if Beis Sham had said whether it's on the field or in the house, or whether it's old wine or new wine, you have to pour it out. And Beis Hillel said, whether it's in the field or in the house, or old wine or new wine, you can keep hold it. Then, since they mentioned each one a possibility of a difference, although they didn't agree to the difference, then you can come along and be a machria. But since they didn't even mention any differences, Beis Sham says flatly, Tishofer Hevel. And Beis Hillel says flatly, you can keep it and use it. So therefore, you come along now with Achroi, it means you're chelik on both of them. Again, if they had mentioned it, so it means each one agreed that it's smaller to make a difference between old and new, or between Sode and Bias. But since they didn't mention it at all, so it means they flatly reject such a chelik. Therefore, your Hachor we can't accept. Say that. Omar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua Shenoflo Lepochas Rameya Sochulim Tmeyem. If the Chulim Tmeyem below was less than 100 times as much as the amount of the Tumah that's going to fall into it, so the Tumah wouldn't be bottled and it would make the chulin below, also. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua permits, in the case of falling wine, to catch it in the Tumah Dikechavis, in order to rescue the wine below. Avol naflo lemeya chulin tmeyin, but suppose below was 100 times as much chulin as the Tumah that was going to fall into it, so the Tumah would become bottle in the chulin. Tumah's bottle echot in Maya. And there it would be just chulin tmeyan below. It wouldn't be any loss at all. Divrei ha'koyol teireid. We have to let the wine fall. V'titmo. And even though the tumah becomes tame in contact with the chulin below, we don't care. Al yitamen v'yad. You shouldn't make it tame with your hand because there's no loss involved. When was it muta to rescue the tumah? When is muta to rescue the chulin below by means of making the tumah with the tumah de gechavis? Only when the chulin below would be ruined. So since the Tumim would be lost anyhow, and the Chulin below might be ruined, so you can allow yourself the heter of catching the fallen Tumim, and the Chav is a Tumim. But here, no harm will happen to the Chulin below, because the Tumim and the Fallen becomes a bottle. So therefore, nobody will say, even if you're sure, that it's mutter to catch the Tumim and the Tumim to get Chav. Say that. Tanya Nami Arulin Abai, so also thus. Now this is like before, the same question. I say Meida Rabbeleza. You should say Meida Rabbi Yeshua Rabbeleza. That's how I should say. That although above I said it's mutter to catch the Tumi and the Tumi de Gehovis, here not. Im Yochova Sil Mimen Rabbi is be a Tava Yasel. Im Lav Teed the Titmo Beal Yetam and the Beyah. So here Rabbi Yeshua agrees that you cannot catch the falling Tumah and a Tumah de Gehovis. Hi, what does it say? Meida Rabbeleza, Rabbi Yeshua. It should say, Meida Yeshua Rabbeleza, Meboyale. That's how it should say. The Gemara thinks it refers to the last words, that in case he doesn't have a keli to catch a Rabbi, he's Mitaharo. So he shouldn't be mitame the Tumah Tahara for the Tumah de Gehovis. So who's saying that? It's Rabbi Yeshua, even though above he said you could, but here he said not, because there won't be any loss. There's no loss, because there's 100 times as much oil. So why say Meida Rabbi Elazar? I said Meida Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was Mekel above, it's not Mekel here. That's a kasha. First say the kasha. Omar over Abel. Rabbi said, invert the words of the Rabbis and say, Rabbi Yeshua made it Rabbi Elazar. But Rav Huna Beleid, Rabbi Yeshua may say, Leilum lo teiv, not to invert it. Because he's not, Rabbi says, Meida Rabbi Elazar not going on the last part, Im Lav, Tered V'tit Moral Titam Yad V'yad. No. He's going on the first part, which said, if he can catch a Reviz, V'taharo, he should do it. Again, if the tomb is falling down into the chulin, that a tummy below, everybody agrees that if you can catch a reviz b'taharo, you should do it. Even if below there's not even 100, makes no difference. In all cases, you have to catch a reviz b'taharo if you can. So you have a little keli that's toya, and is capable of doing an accomplishment of saving one reviz of the tumma from falling down below, you should do so. Now that's what he's saying. Even Rabbi Elazar agrees. What do you mean? Even Rabbi Elazar agrees. It means this. Hocham Mayaskinen, we're dealing with a case where that keli, that's toya, is not perfectly toya. Still, you can use it according to Rabbi Elazar to rescue the falling tumma to save a reviz. It's a keli that's tahor inside and tamei outside. What's the case? It's a keli that mashkim tumeim, touch the outside. Now mashkim are metamei a keli with a rabbanim. And mashkim touch the keli on the outside, only the outside is tamei, inside is tahor. There's a din of the rabbanim. And the two of the rabbanim that made that distinction. In Tumah D'oraisa, no such thing. But Tumah D'rabbanan, mashkim, a tamei keli on the outside, only the outside is tamei. Now, he says you can use such a keli to rescue at least a reviz. Then it's worth doing it. If you have nothing better, you should do that. But Sachidish, now the same as you might say. What does you might say? Nigza. Let's be geizer, you shouldn't do it. Dilmen noga gabi bitumen. Maybe the outside might touch some of the falling tumah. And you're catching the tumah and the keli. What's the purpose? To rescue a reviz b'tahara. So some of the falling tumah might fall on the outside of the keli and become tumah from the keli. Kamash Balon, the letter says, it's permitted to catch it with such a keli. And the idea is, even though some of it will, might fall on the outside. Still, at least if you're rescuing a Levi is Betahala that falls on the inside, it's worth taking the risk. Say that. As long as it's mutter to eat chometz erev Pesach, he can also feed it to his animals and birds. Or I can sell it to a guy. Now that's, of course, superfluous. If it's mutter to eat, surely it's mutter to do all these things. But he means to say that only while it's mutter to eat, then it's mutter to have hanoya. But when the time passed by and it's also to eat, then also behana also. Also have hanoya. This Tana holds there's no in-between time. Now we'll soon learn another Tana says that there's 1 hour that is also to eat and mutter to have hanoya. But this Tana says no. When you can eat it, that's the only time you can have hanoya from it. But as soon as it's also to eat, it's also hanoya also. And you cannot use it to heat a stove. Now, this seems superfluous. Since he said it's also hanoya, so included in hanoya is heating a stove with a chametz. So why tell us that? Well, we'll explain that. So that's a kasha. I thought about a different subject. Ein bia chometz el eslev. That's a different subject now. The mitzvah of getting rid of chometz requires burning the chometz. No other way. Not necessary to burn it. Af mefora, you can crumble it up and scatter it to the wind. Omatulamayim, or throw it into the water. So it's a machlekes, if bia chometz requires sreifa or not. That's a separate machlekes. Let's say the Mishnah. So we imply a diuk, ho, but kol shosh einu muter lech, as soon as it's not muter to eat, einu machel, you can't feed it to your animals. Let's say this Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's an in-between period when it's also to eat and muta to feed your animals. There's a fifth hour. He says 4 hours you can eat chomesh out of Pesach. The fifth hour you can't eat, but it's muta to have hanoya, you can feed your animals. And the sixth hour, it's already also even by Hanoi, Midarabbana. Or you can have it in the fifth hour, the Ein Eichel, even though he can't eat, or Machel, still he can feed it to his behemoth, Haiva Eifes. So it's always a problem when a Mishnah disagrees with somebody. We would like the Mishnah to be unanimous. This Mishnah, which he cannot be unanimous, not like Rabbi Yehuda. But now we learn the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Eimer, Eichelin, Kol, Chomesh. You can eat 5 hours chomesh out of Pesach. But it's serfim at chivas sheshet. At the beginning of the next hour, the sixth hour, is also to have any hanoya at all. As soon as you can't eat it, you can't have hanoya either, and you start burning it. Rabbi Yehudaim, you can eat only 4 hours. We're toiling, and we make it suspended. It means it's in a suspended state called chomesh. What does it mean? The fifth hour you can't eat it, but you can have hanoya from it. That's called suspended. We're sefer v'tchil v'sheish. So we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an in-between hour when it's also to eat. Muta de Havanoya. But in our mission, we see it's like Ramea, who holds that as long as you can eat, you can have Havanoya. As soon as you can't eat, you can stop having. You must stop having Havanoya. So mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like Ramea. Say that inside. Ragma Elamai. What else do you want to say? The mission is Ramea. He. Still, there's a difficulty high. Why does it say kol shor shemuta lechol machil? It should say kol shor shayichol machil. Let me boil it. That's what it needs to say. It means like this. We said mutter. He didn't say mutter in both cases. Kol shoshe mutter lechel, mutter lahachil. Or kol shoshe eichel vachil. Why, when it comes to eating, it says mutter lechel, and to feeding your animals, it says machil? Said the kashan side. Why does he have to say mutter at all? Kol shoshe eichel machil. He didn't say mutter lahachil. So he should also say kol shoshe eichel machil. Omar Rabbi Ba'ule, that shows us the Mishnah is not Rab Meir and not Rab Yehuda. It's Rabban Gamliel. He and the Pshat, the Mishnah is like this: Kol Shor Shemuta Lechel. When somebody, not this person who's asking the Shaila, when somebody in the world is muta to eat chametz, and you, although you can't eat chametz, you can be a machel to your behemah. That's why I changed the language, because you're talking about two different people. It means this: Kehanim can eat Terumah in the fifth hour, according to Rabban Gamliel. Yisraelim have to stop eating chametz at the end of the fourth hour. Kehanim can eat chametz shel Terumah one more hour, because Terumah is a pity to burn up for nothing. So therefore, we give the Kohanim one more hour to eat the Terumah of Chametz. So Kol Shor Shemuta, that somebody, means the Kohanim, or Muta, to eat the Chametz Shal Terumah, that's the fifth hour, you, the Israel, although you're not Muta to eat any Chametz, but you're Machal, you can feed your behemoths. But now, Rabban Gamliel, Amen. Chulin Necholin Kol Arba, like Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda says, in the fifth hour, nobody can eat anything. You only feed your animals. That's what the Yehuda says. But Hamaliel says, Kehanim can eat the chomesh or tumen. Tumen called chomesh. We serve him at hilashesh. This is what the Mishnah is saying, according to Hamaliel. Kol shor shemuta. Who's muta? The Kayan is muta to eat. Kayan, the tumen. Yisroel machel cholim lebeim lechayel ephes. So now we have three tanoim. A male says everybody can eat for 5 hours and eat kind of chametz, and at the beginning of the sixth hour it's also behanoim. There's no in between period either for kahanim or for hanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says everybody, including kahanim, can eat only 4 hours. In the fifth hour, nobody can eat anything of chametz, only it's mutter to feed animals. And Rabbi Gamliel says, the first 4 hours Yisraelim can eat chametz, the fifth hour Kehanim can eat chametz, and Yisraelim can have anoya from chametz. Talk over the three sheep.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.